And God said, Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. Genesis 1 and 14. Seasons are times that are set aside for something. They are a cycle of things. And they set before us the things that have been, those that we are in, and those things that are yet coming. And we look upon each season, whether it is the season of our lives or of that of the natural cycle in nature. Change is constant. Spring, summer, fall, and winter come to our minds quickly as we reflect on what each season brings with it. The fragrance of flowers in the spring as they awake from their long winter's nap and they make their appearance to the world. Beautiful, vibrant colors catch our eyes after viewing a palette of white and black and gray from the snow cover that fills the fields, lines the roads, and is often piled high from being moved so that we too may move. Summer finds the mixture of colors breathtaking, as the trees in the fields fill with such assortments of them, and the crystal blue lakes with the sun bouncing from their surface, and there's laughter in the air as the children play, and the fishermen tell their tall tales, and as families gather to eat and enjoy each other's company. The days are not long enough, and the freedom to roam calls out for adventure, and it is, for the most part, a carefree time. Too soon, though, come the sounds of the tractors bringing in this year's harvest. Too soon come the winds that cause the leaves to let go of their life source and gently descend to the ground, which will soon once again welcome the winter cover and a time of rest. And so it is with the seasons of life. Spring when we are born, when we emerge from the womb, and we begin our journey, and the joy that we bring to the family and that is brought to us by their love. And in the summer of life, we are young. We believe ourselves invincible. We laugh, we play, we dance, we gather, we grow, and roots are planted, ideas acted upon. Dreams are accumulated, and hope has no boundaries. The world is our canvas, and we can't wait to put the brush to it and to make the first of many brushstrokes. To it finding as our days go by that we will repaint some areas, that we will regret putting some colors with others, and even find that the theme we chose was not really what we had hoped that it might be. Then comes fall, and with it the looking round at the choices we've made, the things that we did not get done. And we look at our lives and we wonder what we should have done differently and what may have been. We wonder if next year we'll be able to yet do any of those things, or with the quick approach of winter season, if it will be to us a dream without end, a rest without peace, a season of regret. Or perhaps it will be a reflection of a life that when we are asked about it, we are filled with stories of actions, of movement, of fulfillment, a life that saw hope, that knew peace and found rest. The seasons of life for us are not so different from what we see around us in nature, with the great and grand exception that we made the choices and we acted upon them. Whereas with the natural world, the Lord took care of every need that was out there, and all that we see or saw around us was the work of His hand, and not from anything that we have done. The farmer says, I planted the field and harvested it. The gardener says, I planted the seed and harvested it. Yes, you may have. But it was the Lord who sent the sunshine and the rains. It was He who set the seasons so that there would be times to plant, to grow, and to harvest and rest. And it is He who gives to all of creation, and it is He who has called its beginning, and it is He who will call it to an end. Genesis 1 and 4, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. This was the beginning. And from Mark 13, 24 to 29, But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And at that time, men will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as the twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. This is the promise of the end. The times and the seasons in between the beginning and the end are those that we have been called to partake of. And that means getting out of our comfort zone. It means getting out of the easy chair. It means interacting with each other. And even more importantly, thriving during each season of life in a relationship with the Lord God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Isaiah spoke of how when God's presence was acknowledged, mighty and wonderful things were done and could be observed by the eyes of men. In Psalm 66, say to God, how awesome are your deeds! So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. Come and see what God has done. How awesome his works in man's behalf! He turned the sea into dry land, and they passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. Life will pass you by if you do not partake in it. And to take part in it, you must understand the order of it, and to understand the order of it, you must first understand its origins and design. God continues to reveal himself, and man continues to deny him. We have such an arrogance within us that we can no longer see the world as it is and believe that we don't need to rescue or change anything. We simply can recreate it in our own image or in the imagination that fills our day and keeps us awake at night. We seek our benefit, our prosperity, our setting of the times and the seasons of life, and from the shallowness of these things that we choose, we miss the majesty and splendor of life itself. We miss the journey of a lifetime, walking with the Son of God while suffering the things of earth. Now is the time. Today is the day to shed yourself of your dependence on man and to give your life to the one who can save you from the things to come. He himself is the beginning and the end, and by him, through him, and for him all things were made. Jesus, the Son of God, came down from heaven. Jesus, the Son of God, ascended, returned to heaven, the Son of God and the Son of Man. And Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, will return to earth with a shout of glory, and on that day he will reclaim all that is his, and he will destroy all that is not. Do not believe the man who would deceive you into a false hope. Not all will enter the gates of heaven. Not all will have given their lives over to Christ. And to many who will claim their own righteousness and goodness on that day, he will look at them and say to them, "Away from me, for I never knew you." The seasons change, times change, but there is one constant in life and only one, and that is the love of God, and that displayed through the salvation offered to each by the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven and was offered by men the worst of what is within a man's heart. And by their actions, they crucified and killed the Son of God. And don't point a finger at the people of that day, because truth would reveal that there has not passed a generation that would not have done what was done in that day. Winter. The season of it spiritually is upon the earth, and for those who are ignoring the signs of the times, they will be caught up when the winds pick up speed and when the fires of destruction scorch the earth, and there will be nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, for not even the caves in the hills will keep you from being consumed. Watch as the waters part. Watch as the mountains tremble. Watch as the powers that be today are brought low before the Lord, and as both saint and sinner will be called before the Lord and to him give an account of what was. If you can hear this plea, I remind you that today is the day of salvation, that today while there is yet breath in your body, that today is the day for you to come. Come to Jesus. And whatever seasons remain before you, taste from the cup of salvation the sweetness of life and of relationship with Christ Jesus. Ask him to create within you a clean heart, to renew a right spirit within you. And to you then, even the season of winter will not hold the bitterness that it once held with its bitter cold and often lonely days. You will find in even the hardest of seasons the peace and the rest that is needed to renew you daily and to give you hope for tomorrow. Maranatha.